Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. Welcome back to the show. Chris Hoke in studio with us. Chris is presented by Solomon Auto Group. And Chris, what's an update? A show with you without at least a Le'Veon Bell mentioned. Do you see that he tweeted yesterday?
Upside down.
He tweeted upside down.
I had a headache. I had to take some ibuprofen after that because, you know, give me a headache.
Adam Bittner of the Post-Gazette translated it for me, so I don't have to do it. This is from Le'Veon. Just about everybody has an opinion on my life and worried about what I'm doing. Don't judge me off my decisions because maybe this isn't what you'd do. But most people don't take the time to just simply read between the lines, and that's clearly on them. I'm not apologizing for what I believe is right for myself, family, and the rest of my peers, period. Also, if you're really finding the time to figure out what I'm saying, you prove my point. If you're trying to read them upside down, you prove his point. What do you make of that?
Well, listen, if you don't judge or make your determination on somebody or something without their decisions, I don't know how else you make a determination or a judgment on someone, because that's usually on their decisions, on their choices, is how you know who a person is. And his decisions have been loud and clear what his intentions are, what he wants to do. And the most disheartening thing I think here as a Steeler fan and as a former player, member of the Steeler family, is the lack of communication between him and the Steelers. It's one thing if you want to sit out, it's business, but communicate that. And it seems to me like there hasn't been a lot of communication from his camp with the Steelers, which would have made this process much, much easier.
What do you make of him being in Pittsburgh playing pickup basketball with so much on, like, how easy it is to roll an ankle, step on somebody's foot, roll an ankle, playing basketball?
I don't think he's thinking, and I don't think he's thought really much through this whole thing, the whole process. And, you know, it makes you wonder about what kind of advice he's getting from his support group. And it's just an unfortunate situation. I feel bad for him because I don't think this has worked out in the way that he's wanted it to work out. He was hoping that the Steelers struggled. I'm sure he was very happy when the Steelers were 1-2-1. Not like happy that his buddies were struggling, but that they were 1-2-1, and they felt like they needed him back. Now James Conner, 4 games in a row, 100 yards, 50 plus yards receiving, a touchdown, doing things that no Steelers ever done. And it looks to me like the value for Le'Veon Bell, not his talent. His talent is undeniable, but the value for Le'Veon Bell has gone down.
All right, he has to be in by Tuesday at 4 o'clock if he's going to play this year. Your gut feeling, does he come in tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday? Or do you think he's going to sit out all year? We don't know. I'm just
how many times
your gut feeling?
Well, if he's here, I have to believe that he will be here before that. I just think that he wants to get some money. And I just truly don't believe that he's going to make up any of this money that he lost. I really don't. And there's a lot of people that think the same thing. And so he's got to come in and make a little bit of money and try to figure out things here in Pittsburgh. It's going to make it very difficult for these Steelers, Cookie. It's going to be very hard because now you got James Conner, now who's running and playing very, very well. Second best running back in the NFL behind Todd Gurley. You got AB and you got Juju and you got all these guys that want the ball, and now Le'Veon Bell's going to want the ball. Maybe not 40 times a game, but he's going to want the ball 15, 20, 25 times a game. And how are they going to fit him in this offense without causing any issues with everybody else? I think it's going to be a problem with their chemistry.
Conner just keeps doing it, doesn't he? I mean, he just keeps doing it. Again, in the pass game as well, and with Tomlin mentioned the blitz pickups the other day.
I'm telling you what
you've been on his bandwagon.
I have from the preseason. I have.
I know you were.
And let me tell you this, Cookie. Though I know what I like though is this, is that James Conner, in film, when you watch him on film, he doesn't look as fast as he really is on the field. He doesn't look as powerful as he is on the field. And I think that's what's happened to some of these teams is they watch the film, and then they go out and play against him, and his speed is fast and he's powerful, And you get caught off guard, and it's surprising because he is fast and he is powerful, and you're not expecting that. And he's doing a great job of breaking tackles. You think about this, Cookie. In 8 games last year, Le'Veon Bell forced 35 missed tackles, right? And that's with 229 touches. James Conner, this year in 8 games, has forced 51 missed tackles, and that's with 190 touches. That's 40 less touches than Le'Veon Bell. I mean, he is making people miss. He's running through tackles. He's running around tackles. I mean, he's just playing lights out ball.
Do you worry about that style bringing him down eventually?
No.
Injury-wise, he said he's built for this.
Listen, do you expect anything less? I mean, he's not going to say, no, I don't want the ball
right,
this much.
Right.
I mean, he's trying to get that big contract.
Right.
I mean, right now he's trying to get what Le'Veon Bell wants. And so he's out there fighting right now. He's trying to earn that respect and earn that reputation. But I love his running style. I mean, his running style is not a hesitation explosion running style. It is a put a foot in the ground, it's explode in the hole, and run over people. It's a very decisive, it's a very powerful mentality, and I like it.
Let's go on the other side of the ball for a minute, defense. The rotation between Cody Sensabaugh and Artie Burns is no more. They've been playing Sensabaugh the last couple games. Burns has not played a snap defensively. How do you think Sensabaugh has done, and where is Artie Burns at this point? Obviously, you're still going to hope you get something out of him at some point.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Artie's not done. He's not on the shelf forever. I mean, he's up on the shelf for a little bit just to get his confidence back. And I thought Cody Sensabaugh played pretty decent last game. He had that pass interference, which was suspect. It was a questionable call in the game, late in the game there. But I think that you're going to see Artie kind of come back into this team and on this defense later in the season as Coach Tomlin feels like he's getting his confidence back. Because the worst thing you could do is, it's like a goalie in hockey. You can't put him in the goal. Because you're on an island, man, just like a goalie in hockey is on an island. It's just you and the puck and the offender. Just like that in football, you have you in the corner and the receiver, and you're one-on-one. And if you don't act quickly and decisively, you're going to get beat.
What Morgan Burnett looked like, he struggled a little bit to me last week, trying to work his way back in. I mean, he's had some injury problems, but to me, he was their big free agent get in the offseason. They brought in Bostic, who I think has done a very nice job inside.
Played well.
Burnett, not so much. What do you see there? Is it just working his way back?
I don't think he played that bad, Cookie. Yeah, he had that pass interference call, and he tried to turn to play the ball again. There were 4 big penalties that were pass interference, 1 on Antonio Brown and 3 on the defense. And those three resulted in big gains that turned into touchdowns. But you look at it, you look at that ball down the middle that was thrown to the tight end and that was caught in a huge catch. That Morgan Burnett was right on him. It was a big-time throw, big-time catch. Morgan Burnett was on his guys. These guys just made great catches, and as he continues to work on it, his ball skills, his hand-eye coordination will come back as he gets the timing going. But I have no complaints on the way that he was covering guys. I thought he was all over him. He'll start making those plays. The ball will start bouncing his way as the game goes on and as the season goes on.
Are we not giving Bostic enough credit? I mean, we were all over him early. You know, how's he going to replace Shazier? He's not going to be able to get it done. That's going to be the big weakness. So are we not giving him enough credit? I think he's played pretty well, Chris.
Well, let's be honest. He's not Ryan Shazier.
No, but who not too many guys are.
No. But he's playing good football, and he knows his strengths. He knows his weaknesses, and he's not a guy who's going to run around in space and cover you, but he's a guy that can play the run. He leads the team in tackles, 46 tackles in the season. And I like the way he's playing physical football, and he's become. I was a little nervous in the preseason because he had missed some tackles, took some bad angles, but now I'm seeing that when he gets there, he's a sure tackler, and that's what you need as an inside linebacker.
We're going to talk about the Carolina Panthers after a break here, Chris. But I want to ask you real quickly. I just see apparently Todd Haley thought he was going to get the Cleveland job. Must have. According to the reports, told Sam Ratigliano, the former Browns coach, who told our sister station, The Fan in Cleveland, that Todd was surprised he didn't get the interim coach. I think he thought he was going to.
I think he thought he was going to win that power struggle, and it's interesting. It actually makes me scratch my head a little bit how this all played. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall in that room, but I think he thought that he was John Dorsey's guy, and John Dorsey was making decisions because of the relationship in Kansas City. Hugh Jackson was Jimmy Haslam's guy. I mean, even though he hadn't won a lot, Jimmy Haslam liked him, and he had talked about how he kind of got a bad shake of things, right? And he got the short end of the stick and wanted to give him a chance. And so when Dorsey and pushed out Hugh Jackson, and of course Haslam had to be a part of that, But I think that this was kind of a package deal that has them said, listen, we're going to let Hugh Jackson go. We're going to have to let Todd Haley go too, your guy, and they're going to start from scratch.
All right, an Eric Hagman update coming, and then we'll talk about the Carolina Panthers, the Steelers' opponent tonight. Join us in UPMC for Virtual Veterans Career Fair. It's going on now, a chance for veterans and companies to connect, ask questions, and explore employment openings. Call 412-353-1179 to talk with one of the hiring companies right now. That's 412-353-1179. More with Chris Hoke next, right after this on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.